And Director Van Meteren, are you okay staying with us to go to number 13 and then we'll take a break after this item?
I am. Yeah, if you turn to page 14, item number 13, we'll start off with our camping reports and then we'll roll into the revenue reports there. Looks like Liz is going to bring them up on the screen as well. So we had a fantastic month of October. We just had a fantastic month. As many of you farmers know, the weather was pretty darn good in October. And that's good for you guys to finish your harvest, but good for us to finish our harvest with campers. So we had a 24% increase in our camping numbers in October. I think that we figured out was the second highest number we've had on record. So really pleased with that. You can see mostly positive numbers there. I won't go down every one there, but I'm going to point out a couple. You know, there's a story behind each one of those. You know, for example, Pickerel and Roy Lake will start up in District 1 there, see some pretty phenomenal numbers, 33 and 29%. A lot of that's due to our lodging. We've been cross-marketing our lodging with hunters, and I think we're seeing some results from that. We've got some beautiful facilities at both of those parks. So I would like to tell you a lot of that is attributed to that. Moving down the list, Snake Creek, very similar situation. Fishing this time of year at Snake Creek is not exactly the greatest, but the pheasant hunting is very good nearby, and deer hunting, archery deer hunting. And that manager would tell you historically they get both of those user groups in there. So fun to see that. Get a lot of camping cabin use. Palisades State Park, no surprise there. We knew that was going to happen, but it's good to see a 78% increase in our camping numbers there. Couple of things that we were really happy to see. District 9, Chief White Crane, Pearson Ranch, and Lewis and Clark. And then I'm going to go way down to the bottom, Angostura. Both areas that kind of struggled last year with their numbers. Just a transitional number, but this year you can see they're all of them are up. You know, Angostura especially, 67%. That's off the charts. So really excited about that. Farm Island had a great year. I think the fishing's been good. Maybe Nick doesn't want me to say that out loud, but it's fun to see people in our parks not only hunting but also fishing. And then along with that is the fishing up on in District 13, like at Indian Creek and Swan Creek, where we see some pretty big numbers there, 38% and 132%. So lots of great numbers. Obviously, the weather was a big part of that, but I also want to thank our marketing team. We worked hard this last year to really market our parks, just in general to campers, but also to hunters and fishermen, and I think it's really starting to pay off. So we want to keep that going, and I guess that's my report for October. We'll move into the October year to date and then maybe answer any questions you might have. And then we'll talk about revenue. I don't have a lot to say about the year to date numbers. Again, kind of like the October camping report, we're pleased. We're up 1% over last year, over 2,200 units. I think we finally kind of hit the bottom of the post-COVID numbers, and we're starting to rise up again, and we're excited about that. So, you know, just a couple numbers I would point out. You know, I'll start off with Pickerel Lake, Spring Creek. These are places where we have, and Roy Lake as well and others, but these are places where we have new lodging units. Spring or Pickerel Lake, we're up 8%. Spring Creek, we're up 35%. We put in a large effort to bring those lodging units up to speed, and it's starting to pay off. So we don't have campgrounds there. It's all lodging units. So we're really excited about that. Some of the negative numbers, Lake Herman, Big Sioux, Lake Vermilion. I would tell you I hope those numbers will turn around next year. All those are directly related to the flooding we had with the Big Sioux River in the middle of the summer. Those three parks were all closed for various points in time. Lake Vermilion, another example. I wish we could do construction in the dead of winter when we don't have campers. But we had to close half of it down to replace a culvert this year for about a month. So we lost some camping numbers there as well. So again, there's stories behind each one. Good to see Palisades up 57% year to date. We anticipated that, and it's great to see that it actually happened. So questions on the camping numbers before we move into revenue?
Very good. Any questions for the commission? See none right now.
Okay. So, yeah, turn to page 16. Again, like the camping report, the revenue was also good in the month of October. Always nice to see a 39% increase overall in your revenue for the month. But keep in mind, October isn't exactly a huge month in terms of revenue. But we're up $300,000 compared to last year. I think the most important number in that month is the camping services number, 49% increase. That's actually two things going on there. That's actually camping units that we experienced in the month of October, but it's advanced reservations for those campgrounds like Custer State Park, where we can take them in a year in advance. So that's good. That's good growth there. So we're excited about that. Hopefully that's an omen of good things to come there. The year to date number, probably the most exciting part of this group of numbers here to me is our entrance license sales. Again, we spent a lot of time and a lot of effort in marketing this year, had some great weather, but when we see 5% increases in our annual license sales, 7% increases in our double annual license sales, 6% increases in our daily license sales, that's primarily day users. That's new people coming to the park. We're excited about that. Those are new users. For us to get those kinds of increases in our license sales is great stuff. You can see the George S. Mickelson trail experienced great numbers, 17% increase in the annual passes and 15% increases in the daily passes. Those are great numbers. So lots of great use out there. Couple other things to point out, the Custer State Park day passes. They had a fantastic year, as Park Superintendent Matt Snyder had mentioned, rally up 2%. We were pleased with that. A lot of people told us we were going to be down this year. So it's nice to see a positive number there as well. Camping services up 2% year to date. That's awesome. Something else that's kind of interesting, a couple years ago, we introduced the pet fee. This was the first full year of collecting those pet fees. So we had 1,474 people that paid that extra $10 for that pet fee. Kind of interesting, just something I wanted to point out to you. Other than that, we're up 5% overall. That's fantastic. For us, we're glad to see things are turning around here. So with that, I would open it up to any questions.
Very good. Any questions for Director Van Meteren? Seeing no questions. Very good. Thank you for the report. And with that, it is 2:43 Central Time. We are going to take a break, and we will be back at 3 p.m. Central. We'll be back at 3 p.m. Central. We'll be at ease. All right. Looks like we are live.